1 Corinthians chapter 15. And I'm going to start reading at verse number 57. And thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, to get the full effect of this, back up to verse number 55. This is Paul writing, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? But thanks be to God, which gives us the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. This context of him saying God gives us victory is regarding death and sin. Now, if God gives us victory over death and sin, I would declare he gives us victory over everything. I mean, if you can win over death and sin, what could possibly take you down? Amen. We've been on a series for a few weeks on We Win. We have a sign in the back that says We Win. It's a revelation I've been working for, I guess, 9 or 10 years now, according to Karen, quite a while. And what it is, we're going to look at verses in Scripture. We've been 3 weeks on this now. This is the third week. But the Bible continually says that God gives us victory. We already made us more than a conqueror. He always causes us a triumph. 1 John 5:4, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. God repeatedly says, I'm on your side. I give you the victory. And we have a problem in American society, probably worldwide, I don't know every culture. We're in this thing where we expect to lose a lot of times. We expect things to go wrong. I think I mentioned this at the first session of this. I know I mentioned it before. I remember, I believe it was 9th grade, we had to read The Grapes of Wrath. Anybody ever read The Grapes of Wrath?
Yeah.
Tom Joad. Yeah. And in the beginning of the movie, the Dust Bowl has hit the Midwest, and the Joads are packing everything up along with many, many others and moving to California. Amen. California or bust. They've got to escape the poverty situation, the famine that they're in. And on the trip, Joad is riding with someone else, and the car breaks down. And when his car breaks down, they go find a part for it. They're putting it on, and Tom Joad, if you ever saw the movie played by Henry Fonda, way back, Tom hits his hand and cuts his hand. Anybody remember this? Has anybody read it before?
No. Tom Joad's a singer?
Tom Joad. J-O-A-D. Cuts his hand, and he rubs some mud in it. He says, spider webs work better. I remember the book very well. It's only been 60 years ago, I guess. And he says this. He says, every time I work on a car, I cut myself or I hurt myself. I'm glad to get it over with now early. And that's a mindset in a lot of people. That when you're doing something, something's going to go wrong. Like the last bolt's not going to go in. You're going to drop the last dish. You're coming to church with the pork chops. You're going to drop a plate of pork chops. And we have this mindset that we expect Murphy's going to pay us a visit. I think Starla told us she wasn't aware of Murphy's Law before. Is that right? Or you'd heard about it? Murphy's Law has been around as long as I have. I don't know how. Somebody Google when Murphy's Law came into being.
It's probably more popular when we were young about it.
Well, there were books about it when we were young.
Murphy's Law says
anything that can go wrong will go wrong.
So there's something.
Huh?
77 years.
1949, Murphy's Law came along, which is a reflection of how we're programmed to think. Now, the programming originates with Mr. Pointy Tail. He's trying to produce in us a loser or a defeat or a setback mentality. Something's going to cause problem is in your life, problems in your life or your project, whatever you're doing, something's going to go wrong. The lawnmower's going to break. You know, the dishwasher's going to break down. Something always breaks. Something always goes wrong. You know, when I get into scriptures, God says, I cause you to triumph. He says to the tither, Malachi chapter 3, I'll rebuke the devourer on your behalf. God says, your stuff doesn't have to break down. You don't have to have it set back. He's, I'm your partner. I'm trying to find how many setbacks God's ever personally experienced. Even when man fell, he had a plan. He had a big free plan. Amen? And his plan was, man will come out better than when he started. Amen, which is what's going to happen. So it's already happened through Jesus. As we've been programmed to think something's going to go wrong. And I'm telling you, it's ingrained in our natural thinking facility. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? And taken to extreme, you expect to lose in life. It's one to feel like, man, I used to experience this. I'm experiencing it now, the voice. You're going to drop that screw when we experienced that a while ago. Something's going to go wrong. You're going to lose that last nut. And I can tell the devil, shut up. Or else you have been prophesying defeat. Or thinking it. You got to expect whatever you're doing, you're going to come out successful. Without setbacks. But listen, you got to build your faith in it. Now I cannot tell, while I was talking about taking this to extreme. In extreme, you start to think, I will lose in life. Oh, I know I've been clean for, 6 years, but before it's done, I'll probably go back on drugs or alcohol or whatever. Oh, my spouse will probably leave me. Oh, something's going to, all the way to losing children, whatever. Expectation. In 2018, I lost my youngest brother. It's been 8 years, 2018. Now, he'd been most of his adult life on drugs, alcohol, and everything else. And so he caught up with it. He's 59 when he passed. But he was a shell of who he used to be. And when he passed, my mother said, she was still alive. She's passed now or so. She says, I always knew one of my children would die before me. Where do you suppose that revelation came from? That wasn't God telling her that. That wasn't a prophetic truth God was letting her know. That's the devil trying to get us to speak defeat. And he'll do it. Not just defeating your circumstance you're in right now, but in life. And so many people expect to lose. It's amazing how many people have, gotten wealthy, gotten famous. Everything seems to be working for them. They're getting all the everything handed to them on a golden platter. Yet they're miserable. They're not happy. Why would that be? Because something in the back of their mind they still expect to lose. And I was raised, trying to think how to put this properly. I was raised being told I couldn't do anything right. Now I was a good student, good worker, did everything, successful. But yet I was raised growing up that I was a mess up. Somehow it got inside me. And I was gonna mess up sometime before it was done. I was gonna lose. And in my mind, I never thought I'd live to see 50. Well, something was gonna go wrong. But something happened once I got born again. I started seeing God didn't make any losers.
That's right.
He didn't rebirth anybody to lose.
That's right.
And I saw success and victory all through the scripture. And I'm sure it was God helping me along, showing me wrong mentalities. I'd pray or whatever, be doing something, and I'd see this Murphy trying to rise up. And I'm sure the Spirit of God was in on it, saying, are you going to put up with that voice? So you think it's just you. It is you, but that voice has a birthing from within that wasn't initiated by God. And the Spirit of God will say, are you going to put up with that wrong programming? Are you going to expect that it's not going to work, something's going to go wrong? I have to say, no, God. Here's what your word says. I speak the word. And it morphed into, you know what I mean by morphed, right? It transformed over time into a mentality. I have to declare I win in every situation. Because as the word says, I can't be defeated, I won't quit, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And I had to develop, I had to work my faith for it and build in me a new mentality. I can't lose. See, when your dad owns the bat and the ball and the field and the umpires, kind of like some people are trying to do with the elections nowadays, right? They've been doing it. You can't lose. And God says, you're my child. I have your back. You're my favorite. Amen?
Amen.
I'm your partner, me and you. And if you'll build your faith, meaning you speak these verses we've been looking at, into your life. No weapon. Say this. No weapon.
No weapon.
Formed against me.
Formed against me.
Shall prosper.
Shall prosper.
That's in the word. That's a promise. And you got to work your faith, build it into you, that it rewires your thinking. That Murphy mentality is pushed out of your life. That you always expect, no matter what, you're coming out on top.
Right.
And this effort in faith, I want to say that the most important revelation I ever got once I was born again was righteousness. I mean, my first 10 years of Christianity, I didn't enjoy it. Because they had told me in church I was a sinner. You know, I'm just hanging on. And for 10 years, I'm doing everything I know to serve God, but I felt like I was always failing, coming up short of the glory, messing up. But when I heard I'd been born again and made a new creation in Christ, I was now made in the image of God, my sin had been taken away eternally. Amen. And God was trying to help me, not condemn me,
right,
transform my life. That from that point on, I enjoyed Christianity. It was the switch from not enjoying to enjoying. Working it, but not really enjoying it. When I found out I was already approved of God, it became fun. Still work, still battle, still war. But guess what? When you know you're righteous, you know you're going to come out of victory. Made a difference. And of course, healing, revelation, so important for me to walk in divine health so many years. I mean, even here doing this stuff, prosperity revelation my seed's going to produce was vital for me, still is, all of these. But I would have to say the most influential, life-changing mentality. Healing will keep you whole. Prosperity will keep you eating. Righteousness, though, transforms your walk. And the second revelation that's changed my life is we win. Because I work it every day. I apply it every day. Because every day you've got opportunities to accept defeat mentality. Every day you can think, well, I tried, but it's not going to work. A couple days ago, I was working on my swimming pool. I put a new liner in it. And I'm trying to remember what I used those screws for. I was underneath I have a deck going around the pool. That's what it was. I had to strap up a pipe. I'm reaching under with some big-headed green screws. They're green because they're used for Vera Rock. And I reach up, screwing like this, and the screw fell off. in the green grass. And a voice said, well, you can kiss that screw goodbye, go get you another one. I heard it. You say goodbye to that one, you're not going to find it. I said, shut up. I always win. I applied it. It sounds like minor, but I'm applying, I win.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the grass, maybe 30 seconds or more. I'm not seeing anything. The voice says, you better go get a screw now. You're wasting your time. I said, no! I'm serious, I'm working this. Yeah. I win. And I'm about that place, I'm about to give up, and I see the screw. I pick it up.
Did you laugh in his face?
I did.
Yeah.
I win.
That's really good.
Put it in, I went to put a second, I needed two screws. Put the second screw, it falls off in the grass. Same thing. And the battle I win, I was determined I'm going to find that screw because I'm winning. And there it was. I found the second one after looking a little bit when it seemed impossible. What I'm getting at, this is a minor thing. Who cares? Go get another screw. I got my screws. But it was guarding the mentality.
Yes.
Of defeat.
Yes.
Against defeat.
That's good. That's real good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you can do trying to get a bolt off. You can be trying to get a stain off the, out of a pot, whatever you're thinking of, stain out of the clothes. I win. There's just some things are beyond normal expectation. But if you work it, you'll see a shift in your life. The things looking like they're going the wrong direction to everything turning to your benefit and favor. I mentioned last week with the air conditioning system, the stuff that looked impossible. I worked on it more this week, and I won every situation. Casey and I were here last night until about 8. In fact, I sent Casey home. We live the same time. We're putting an air conditioning vent in my office. It wasn't looking good, was it? It was like, this isn't going to work. I don't know. What happened was I measured the vent. It was 14 inches wide by 12 inches or something like that. One of these. I cut a hole in my floor, and joists are normally 14 and a half inches apart. In this case, the joists were like 14 inches apart. Big ones. I can't cut them. I've already cut a big hole in my floor. Square hole. And I've got to put a sleeve down first to get the vent into. And it doesn't look like it's going.
That was 15 inches. The sleeve.
Yeah, the sleeve was 15 inches. It wasn't going between the joists. And you need to cut another hole. You have to patch your floor down. And I said, no, I win. And I prayed in the spirit. Took my angle runner. Cut some notches in the sleeve. Put it in. Nailed it up. And then we had to put the other piece in it. And it went in. I'm talking about it went in with some help, but it went in. We had to step on it. It went in. But it went from an impossibility that the we win determination. It fit. I still don't know how it fit. How did it fit? But I mean, the vent didn't even fit. Originally, the vent wouldn't fit. We put a sleeve in and it fit. And these are minor things, but it's become a part of how I live in life. That through my day, I'm going out window, but I was rising up. When that truck broke down, our transmission went out 120 miles from home here last month.
Yeah,
that was a miracle. All of a sudden, I'm going up hill and goes, and it's running 5,000 RPM, and we're not moving. And immediately, the devil's saying, well, you're going to have to spend the night, rent a car, get a line, all this stuff. I said, no. Patty was there. We win. We started doing, we win. Transmission, you will work. Guess what? We slowed down and kicked back in. Found I had second gear and fourth gear. I could run it So anyway, we made it home. Didn't even lose much time. Through we went. Because the natural inclination is take the closest exit, get off the road, get a room or whatever. Mm-hmm. Now we're in Kentucky, we're getting home. The point is, I'm really trying to encourage you to start adopting this in your life, working your faith towards it. Get these verses, write them down. I don't know if we have a we win card back there or not. We need to make one if we don't.
We
do have one?
No, we need to make
one. We need to make a we win card.
I was trying to look up from last week the scriptures that I wrote down. So.
Well, I've got the list.
Okay.
Well, if you give me the list, I'll make the card.
We'll make a card, a confession card. Yeah. To just read them over your life every day. Take it with you. Speak it over your life. This is me. This is my promise. And I guarantee you it will be one of the most monumental transformations in life you ever know. Especially if you fight some defeat mentalities. If you fight some oppression, some fear, some, you know, dread of the future, whatever. It's going to transform that. Because once you know you win, the battles really won't matter so much.
Sorry.
It's when you think you're going to lose that you have a problem. You know, the heavyweight boxers come out of the ring, was beat up, bloody and everything, but he won the fight. Wow. It was a good fight. You look like you went through a limb shredder, whatever, you know.
But he won.
But he won, right? Can't see anything. Half brain dead, but I won. In the spirit, we may feel bloody from the battle, but the victory... You don't care so much. I mean, this is one of the greatest miracles in the Word right here. Talks about it. A woman giving birth, amen, is almost equivalent to a man hitting his thumb with a hammer.
That's Corey's little hand.
Today, I got to work and we win and no pain. I'm down between the floor. Down in this area here, back in there, trying to reach and screw a vent together. And the screw is going through, goes through the first piece of metal, and it decided to go straight down into my fingertip.
Oh.
If anybody heard, I went crying really loud. And then I said, I have no pain. No pain. Felt it initially. You take authority over that. You follow me? And again, the devil's saying it's not going to work. You better quit. But you stay with him until you get the victory. So I want some words with that story. Praise you, Jesus. The battle. You may get nicked. You may have some setbacks. But if you know you win, you don't mind so much. And in here we know we're building a revival center. The work we've done has been challenging, difficult. Amen.
Amen.
But we know the purpose is, and the we win embedded in that makes it worthwhile.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. I came yesterday morning at 8 o'clock. Peggy and BJ are in the flower beds, digging up the flower beds. They look like they've been there for about 5 hours already.
We got in early. Poor God.
Digging the flower beds.
Yeah.
Enjoying it.
Oh, yeah. They love beautiful.
Two things I don't enjoy.
Yeah, filthy.
Gardening and mowing grass. It's worthwhile. Are you following me? Mm-hmm. And here God says, let's read it again. Verse 57, but thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Gives you the victory. But look what a victory mentality does. Look at the next verse. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, insomuch as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Why? You win! I shared this earlier with some of the people downstairs. I read that the most frustrating, unfulfilling job in the world has got to be I go working for Harley Davidson putting stock mufflers on motorcycles. And nobody gets that except Pam and Sean and a few others. When somebody buys a new Harley Davidson, the government makes Harley put these approved mufflers on them to sell them. They sound like marshmallows. So the first thing any new Harley owner does, he strips off the original muffler from the factory and puts some good ones on it. And rejets it and all that other stuff, yes. You put new mufflers on it. And so to be the guy at the Harley shop, the Harley factory, going with what, here's another set, why am I even doing this? They're going to take them right back off. Here's another set, going to take them right off. It's unfulfilling. I discovered today the second most unfulfilling job in the world. It's got to be mopping the tile floor downstairs.
And mop it again.
Because there's enough stuff still coming out of the ceiling every time you pound on it. You get to start over again. It'll run out someday.
Yeah.
But even with those kind of frustrating environments, we win.
Yep.
Says your labor's not in vain.
Yep.
God says, I always give you the victory. You're going to win. Just stay with it. Don't look at how it seems. Trust God for the end result.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, it lets you enjoy the trip more than ever before. Now again, I could tell testimonies all night, but what God's done with me through, we win. Just when things looked impossible, no, we win. And your faith connects to that? Murphy gets kicked out the door. He'll still try to rise up. Murphy will run his mouth. You know it's not going to work. You know something's going to go wrong. We win. And tonight is a monumental night for me. I get to take the next 6 days off from working at the church. Still preaching, but I'm not going to be under the floors for at least 6 days. I have my wife's list at home to do for 6 days. But when I announced the women's conference sometime back, even within about the last 2 weeks, my wife would come in and go, there's no way. It's not going to happen. You're never going to make it. This looks like a disaster. And because she still knows Murphy a little bit, she'd tell me about it.
Yeah. No, I kept saying, are you sure this is
going to happen? We win.
I'm just teasing her, okay? She was concerned. And we hit opportunity after opportunity for things to go wrong. But I'm convinced we went and took us through this project and we're here today. Way ahead of schedule. The air conditioning is the modifications are done. I didn't think we'd do it until fall. But I was down there a few weeks, a week and a half ago or whatever, and saw we could do it like this. Let's do it now. Frosty loves when I say, let's do it now. Let's change the workload. And it's in. And the wiring, I thought, would not be done for another year. It's a week away. I mean, it's virtually done right now, what we need to do. A few modifications. All the wiring downstairs will be done. And up here. Real soon. Way ahead of schedule. Sound system up and running. I didn't expect it. But a few modifications, tried it. Sound system's going. No more portable sounds. I thought we would be doing the women's conference with a portable system.
Me too.
But now, we have sound. How loud do you want it in here? Both TV, one thing after another that wasn't even planned to be on the schedule done in time. And God, through We Win, has got all this stuff finished. The basement is looking, I won't say great, but it looks really good.
Yes.
Great compared to what it looked like a while back.
Yes.
And you guys did it. We did it through We Win.
Yeah.
By seeing what we could do today, I call it eating the elephant. One bite at a time. You just keep chewing. And we set some milestones, and it got done. Because God's our partner. God said, you're building my house.
Yes.
You're doing it with excellence.
Yes.
Amen. You're working hard. Let me give you some shortcuts.
Oh, man.
When we came into this building, before we came in, we had it inspected. Before we bought it, had it inspected. The inspector says, well, I can't go up in that upper part there, and I can't go over here because there's knob and tube wiring, original 100-year-old wiring. That wiring, when I pulled it out, was so, and so it was so brittle, if you just bent it, insulation would fall off. It's all through the building. I thought, we'll be 2 years cleaning all that out. It's 80% done. Maybe more than that as far as the work goes.
He knew it was there.
Yeah, the inspector did.
Well,
it wasn't causing any fires. He just couldn't get up. It's too dangerous to get around. As far as, you go over, it's not here, it's up in the attic, so, you know, where people don't build. Anyway, it's almost finished because God gave the shortcuts. I believe when you get a hold of We Win, because you know you're going to win because God's your partner, He swats your feet and you can do together. And things get accelerated. I don't think we've seen anything yet. Are you getting anything out of this tonight?
Yeah.
I really hope you can work this revelation into your life. Because it will change your attitude. What? The world says this? What circumstances say that? Let me see what the book says. Oh yeah, I win. Shifts everything. Look at Psalm 108. Anybody fought any spiritual battles of late?
Me.
Yep.
Yes.
A couple people.
Yep.
Did you win?
Yes.
Yeah, because you're here.
Yes.
Those that aren't winning aren't here. Amen. I'm not saying you've got to be here on Tuesday night to be a winner. I'm just talking about that you are indeed your winning. Psalm 108. Verse 12. Give us help from trouble. For vain is the help of man. Vain means powerless, empty, fruitless. Verse 13. Through God, we shall do valiantly. For it is He that shall tread down our enemies. Now, I love the word valiant. Those words just roll off your tongue. Valiant. Of course, when I was younger, some of you can identify with this. There was a comic strip about Prince Valiant. Remember Prince Valiant? I didn't read it because it was like a soap opera. I was reading Beetle Bailey. Peanuts. Prince Valiant. They made a movie about it. What's his name? Who was married to Natalie Wood? Robert Wagner. He played Prince Valiant in a movie years ago, back in, I think, the 50s. Valiant means with extreme bravery and honor. Valiant means you're doing everything in an excellent fashion with the right motivations. God says, through Him, we're going to do valiantly. God's going to establish you with the right motivations. and you're going to win in it. And in the process, he says, I'm going to tread down your enemies. I'm trying to think of the right example. I'm thinking about, you know, some of the wars even today. The enemies would plant landmines. And to get where you want to go, you might have to go through a minefield. Right? You know what I'm talking about? If you step on a mine, you're probably not going to make it, or at least lose some limbs or something like that. You've seen the movies, they're always crawling on their knees, digging, looking for the mines, or people got a mine detector sweeping, looking for the mines. Well, now they make it out of plastic, a mine. Metal detectors don't even work. But somebody came up with an idea back in World War II to take an army tank and put on the far front of an army tank a spinning cylinder with chains attached. Anybody ever seen the pictures of this? With chains attached, all these chains that go through the minefield, and the cylinder starts spinning and it's doing it, slapping the ground. And it blows up all the mines. So wherever that tank goes, that's a clear path. It's blown up. See, so you're in the tank, it's not going to hurt you. Blows up all the mines in this path. You can follow the tank through the minefield. That's how I see God. When you say, I'm going this way, God, God says, well, I'm the one leading you that way anyway. Let me go before you and tread down your enemies.
Amen.
And he's blowing up every landmine, every landmine in your way. Here's the thing. When you partner with God and you do it with a we win mentality, we won't know till we get to heaven how many pitfalls he saved us from. How many car accidents?
Almost one today.
Almost one today.
In the exact same spot as where the PT Cruiser got front end hit on.
We won't know until we get to heaven. God plays.
I win.
That's right. He plays he rewinds our life story. And he starts narrating. Here's Jesus. Yeah, here's the time you were going to the supermarket. And there was going to be a piano fall off that roof. But just at the right time, I called you into this gift shop.
Amen.
For the piano. You never knew the piano failed. It's cleaned up by the time you got back. You'd have been right there. You won't know how many times God saved your life or saved you from trouble because he's going before you, treading down your enemies. Many times you don't even know what's going on.
But when the red light's too long, you're angry, you don't know if it's saving you from something.
Yeah. This has happened several years ago. I'm in my car with another pastor. I'm in Frankfurt. And you guys know me, I'm a get things done type person. Do you guys see me dawdle around here? Do I sit around, you know?
Yeah.
I have a schedule. I have a work list I want to get done. I'm not chit-chatting. I'm going to work. If you're going to chit-chat, you better follow me. And so when I'm driving, unless I'm caught up in the anointing, light turns green, I'm going. It's day, I'm going somewhere. And I'm in this traffic light and want to get somewhere. Another pastor's in the car with me, we're talking. And the light turned green. I'm looking at green. We're both looking at the light's green. Neither said the light's green. We're just looking at the green light. Like we're just dumbfounded looking at the green light. Still in the green light. But we're following behind us. And about that time, a semi blew through the red light. Flying. Had we done my normal takeoff at green, you don't have to speed, but you can take off really fast. We'd have gotten flattened by that truck. But God was just back there saying to my mind, ignore the color of that light.
That's me every day. That's
because when you're, where light turns green, I'm not the one holding the traffic. Usually. And that's happened many times. I've known of that type of situation. How many times has it happened we didn't know? Amen. I heard a message years ago. I like the title. And it kind of fits with what we're talking about. It's called, God, Thanks for Nothing.
Yes.
God, thanks for nothing. God, thank you that truck didn't hit me. Thanks for nothing happening. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord God, you brought the money to me before, I defaulted. Thanks for nothing, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, you healed me before this took place. Thanks for nothing. In other words, we won't know until we get to heaven all the nothings. We experienced because God was going before us. Yes, right. Nothing happened. And I live a blessed life. I live a favored life. You do too, right?
Yes.
And most people aren't. But they don't have God going before them treading down their enemies.
Amen.
No weapon. I'm thinking right now about Elijah, and they're surrounded by the armies, I think Syrian armies, and I don't remember if it's Gehazi or not, I don't think so. His servants in freak out mode.
Yeah.
And Elijah says, what are you worried about? He said, look, we're surrounded by the enemy. They're going to kill us. Elijah says, they're more for us than there are for them. God opened his eyes.
Yeah.
When his eyes were opened into the supernatural, he saw angel armies surrounding the whole facility. We have that. I believe there's angels in our balcony right now.
Oh, yes.
Angels all around here saying, I got it. Don't worry about it. No weapon. Amen. But you got to work it. You need to, we need to speak it.
Yes.
And very soon, hey, very soon, we're starting Friday night prayer again and daily prayer. Not sure what dates are, but very, very soon. And then we're going to see, how can I say, a divine shift in our meetings. Who's coming and what God's doing. And we've gone through phase one. Now it's time for God to take us into prayer phase one. Things are going to shift. You still winning?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let me see if I want to go one more verse real quick. Well, let's go to China, chapter 10.
What?
Luke chapter 10. It's her verse. Luke chapter 10. We have a banner ready to pull something. I don't know if we have it up or not. We will before we're done. Luke chapter 10. Have you got it? And verse 19. Jesus says, behold, I give you. Say me.
Me.
You power. Authority, exousia, power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of dunamis of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Exousia, the power of God says, Jesus has given us is authoritative power, commanding power. The dunamis that says God's given us authority over is the heaviest weaponry the devil can possess. It's explosive power. And the power of your words have authority of the greatest weapons the enemy can form against you.
Yeah.
When it says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, it's not talking about a straw with spitballs.
No.
It's not talking about a BB gun. Think about the heaviest weaponry that exists today. We'll call it the devil's nuclear weapons. When it says no weapon, that includes his nuclear forces. His greatest weaponry, his most powerful demonic deceiving spirits, the forces of witchcraft, every demonic curse, none of it will work against you.
Amen.
If you know your righteousness and you stand on it. Now, if you have a loser mentality, or Murphy's got any entry, oh no, I heard the witches cursed us. Wow.
No weapon.
That must have been outside of no weapon.
Right.
It's included. There's nothing that can be done to us if we'll stand on the Word and walk in His will. Nothing the enemy can do to stop us. But we have no comprehension yet of how big that vision is. It's to bring the glory of God to this region and put the devil under our feet in this entire Georgetown, Scott County region area. But God wants to use each of you. But you better get a no weapon mentality, a weak woman mentality. Thank you, Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for your word. See that in our hearts, our minds, our understanding. Cause to be people of great, great, great expectation. We walk in the Word. We walk in your light. And we believe you called us to triumph in every situation. I declare this church, there are none sick, none in pain, none in car accidents. No oppression, no fear, and no strife. We walk in the love of God and in the light. We win no matter what.
Yes, sir.
We thank you for a phenomenal women's conference this week.
Yes.
Bring in the harvest. Bring this entire community in, Lord God. Just empty it out. Draw them in by your Spirit to come in for this conference. Transform lives. We thank you for the anointing to shift this entire region, including Boston neighborhood.
Yes.
By the power of your Spirit. We thank you. We give you praise in Jesus' name. So be it.